It made her angry even now that he had not really seen her then, and that, not knowing her at all, he hadn't hesitated to ask her to take away his daughter.
"Are you happy?" he asked. "Have you been happy, Caroline? Has Phoebe?"
His question and the gentleness in his voice disarmed her. She thought of Phoebe struggling to learn to shape letters, to tie her shoes. Phoebe playing happily in the backyard while Caroline made phone call after phone call fighting for her education. Phoebe putting her soft arms around Caroline's neck for no reason at all and saying, "I love you, Mom." She thought of Al, gone too much, but walking through the door at the end of a long week, carrying flowers or a bag of fresh rolls or a small gift, something for her always and something for Phoebe. When she'd worked in David Henry's office, she had been so young, so lonely and naive, that she imagined herself as some sort of vessel to be filled up with love. But it wasn't like that. The love was within her all the time, and its only renewal came from giving it away. "Do you really want to know?" she asked at last, looking him straight in the eye. "Because you never wrote back, David. Except for that one time, you never asked a single thing about our lives, not for years." As Caroline spoke, she realized that this was why she had come. Not out of love at all or any allegiance to the past or even out of guilt. She had come out of anger and a desire to set the record straight. "For years, you never wanted to know how I was, how Phoebe was. You just didn't give a damn, did you? And then that last letter, the one I never answered, all of a sudden you wanted her back." David gave a short, startled laugh.
"Is that how you saw it? Is that why you stopped writing?"
"How else could I see it?" He shook his head slowly.
"Caroline, I asked you for your address again and again every time I sent money. And in that final letter, I simply asked you to invite me back into your life. What more could I do? Look, I know you don't realize this, but I kept every letter you ever sent. And when you stopped writing, I felt like you'd slammed a door in my face."
Caroline thought of her letters, all her heartfelt confessions flowing into ink on paper. She couldn't remember anymore what she'd written. Details about Phoebe's life, her hopes and her dreams and her fears. "Where are they?" she asked. "Where do you keep my letters?" He looked surprised.
"In my darkroom filing cabinet, bottom drawer. It's always locked. Why?"
"I didn't think you even read them," Caroline said. "I felt I was writing into a void. Maybe that's why I felt so free, like I could say anything at all." David rubbed his hand on his cheek, a gesture she remembered him using when he was tired or discouraged.
"I read them. At first, I had to force myself to be honest. Later, I wanted to know what was happening, even though it was painful. You gave me little glimpses of Phoebe, little scraps from the fabric of your lives. I looked forward to that."